Right now, though, it is 7:18, and almost 8,000 health sector data breaches have been reported across the UK in the last 5 or 6 years. That's been put down to rising use of AI in healthcare. And there's a firm in Banbury, Lexicon, which is working with 60% of GPs nationwide. And it's launched a first-of-its-kind tool to ensure patient confidentiality. What it does is automatically redacts any personal information before AI processing. But what does that actually mean? Dr. Andrew Whiteley is the founder and MD of Lexicon in Banbury and the developer of this patient shield. And he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sophie. Thanks so much for inviting me onto your show.
So thanks for coming on to talk about this, because it's a bit alarming to sort of read that China has had access to 500,000 UK GP records. I mean, how and what are they doing with them?
Well, this is, I think, a difficult question to answer in many ways, because the data that she'd been given, they've actually asked permission to use. It's from a really useful tool called the UK Biobank. And this is where 500,000 patients, you know, could be you or me, have actually given permission for our medical data to be anonymized and then uploaded for research. And that may be genetic data or blood tests. And what we know very, very well is if we actually make data available to as many doctors as possible around the world, we're going to make advances much more quickly. Mm. And I think what the Guardian newspaper found was that the 20% of the applications to this this resource came from China. And obviously that has raised concern with the current political activities and concerns going on at the moment. All I think we can say is that, you know, obviously UK Biobank have always sort of stuck, as far as I know, to the strictest guidelines, and also consulted with MI5 to make sure that requests they get are justified and being used appropriately. But I think, you know, the concern still remains.
And so if they are anonymised, is there any potential risk to you and I if our details are on there, Andrew?
And I think the devil is in the detail here, is about what level of anonymisation there is. I'm sure that UK Biobank have done their very, very best to remove all sort of personal identifiable information. Though, you know, reading the article on The Guardian, they're saying that some publicly available medical data could be used to match patients. I personally am not sure how that will be done, but obviously I defer to the experts in this area.
And in terms of healthcare, how is AI already being used? Is there anything that you think would surprise us in terms of, you know, people are suspicious of it, but yet it is being used in a lot of places already, isn't it?
Yeah, as you say, I think 73% of people have concerns that the, you know, the big companies that run these incredible engines are sort of going to use them for nefarious purposes or their own desires. But I think over 50% of people are keen that their healthcare improves with the use of AI. And I think, you know, we could talk all day about the different ways AI could be used. But I think one of the most exciting things that's happening today is the thing called ambient AI. And what that means is when you go and see your doctor, as you know, Sophie, when you sit there, the doctor has 10 minutes. They've got to say hello to you, make you feel comfortable, listen to your concerns. They have to ask you questions to find out more about it. Then they have to examine you. Then they have to think about what it may be, explain that to you, create a plan with you. And then they have to write up the notes so it's all recorded, so that if another doctor sees you, they know what's happened.
Yeah.
And they've got to do all that in 10 minutes. Whereas with our software, what they can do is they can activate it at the start of the consultation and then just give you 100% of their attention. They can talk to you in exactly the same way. And what we do is we listen to the conversation you both have completely securely on that machine. Then it's all encrypted, which means it's made impossible to read. And then we do our patient shield that redacts all the data, and then we process it. And what it means is that doctor at the end of the consultation has that extra 2 minutes or so for every consultation where they would be talking to you, where the and writing up the notes, where they could actually spend that talking to you. Mm. And I think, not only that, it will automatically then write the referral list if you have to go and see a consultant, saving them more time and administrative time. And we have quite a few doctors already who actually like a function we have where it will actually print there and then a letter for the patient to take with them, which reminds them about what they discussed, what the doctor said, and what the plan is.
So that's so useful, Andrew, because I'm sure everybody has been in an appointment where they come out. Mostly for me, it's with the kids, and they say stuff, and then you come out, and your husband goes, "What did they say?" And you go, "Can't remember." It's just one of those things. So that's so useful. I mean, is this something that is just going to become the norm, you think? Not just at the GPs, but everywhere, like at the bank or, you know, in any part of your kind of daily life?
That's a good question. I honestly think we're on the cusp of amazing advances with AI. It really is a truly fantastic tool. And I think with every new technology, there's concerns. It's got to be implemented correctly. It's got to be used responsibly. Mm. And I think as long that happens, I think it will only bring good things, but obviously we just need to ensure that those things do happen.
Amazing. And how exciting is it that an Oxfordshire company is once again at the forefront of this work? I mean, you're working with a big old swathe of GPs across the country here.
That's right. And I'm delighted. I trained in London as a doctor. I worked in South Warwickshire, but I've always lived since qualifying in Oxfordshire. And we created the company, and it has grown with trust from doctors, because they know that, you know, when a patient goes to see the doctor, it works because they know the doctor is not going to tell anyone what they've been told. Mm. And the same works from the doctor to us, is the doctors know that we are not going to let our data be used by anyone else, and that they can trust us to look after it. But as I say, you know, we've sort of led the way in primary care, which is like family doctors. And now, you know, it's so exciting because with this new platform, we've actually got interest from Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Canada, America.
Wow.
All around the world. So it is a very exciting time for us. And it's great to be part of an Oxfordshire team that's making this happen. Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, do you get a break for the Easter, you know, protecting the Easter Bunny's data, or are you are off for the next 4 days? What are you up to?
Hoping to have a bit of time on Sunday, should we say that?
Good. He's working hard. Really interesting. Thank you. Dr. Andrew Whiteley, the founder and MD of Lexicon, based in Banbury. They've developed this patient shield, and they're working with 60% of GPs nationwide already. Sophie Law.